just has an old taste or something. It's really not spoiled.
Now, have you ever heard the term funky used there for meat that's spoiled?
I've never heard that.
Now, after you butcher a hog, what would you make with the meat from his head?
Souse.
Oh.
Or hog head cheese.
What do you call it? Or have you ever had a dish prepared by cooking and grinding up the hog liver?
Liver hash or haslet.
Haslet. Or liver hash. Now, did you ever make anything out of the hog blood? Was there any dish made out of that?
No, I never did.
Did you ever take the juice of the hog's head cheese or the liver sausage and maybe stir it up with cornmeal and maybe some hog meat and then cook it?
No, I haven't.
Have you ever heard the term scrapple? Cripple?
No, I haven't.
Okay. Now, say you kept butter too long and didn't taste good. You said it was what?
It's rancid.
Oh. Yeah, what about the term funky with damn? Did you ever hear the term funky? So that's this term you never heard.
I've never heard it. Maybe I've heard the word, but never heard it used. Not in my family.
I see. Now, thick sour milk that you keep on hand is?
Buttermilk. Or clabber.
Clabber. Any other names you've ever heard of that?
Just sour milk.
Sour milk. What kind of cheese would you make from it? From the clabber?
You can make cottage cheese from the clabber. And from your whole milk, you can make cheese, but it's a long process that's not very profitable.
People ever make cottage cheese around here?
My mother makes cottage cheese every once in a while for herself, just make a little bit. She uses the dry milk now because we don't milk cows through here like we used to do.
When you milk cows, what do you have to do to get the impurity out of it?
Well, you would strain the milk through them. Either a milk strainer or a cloth to get any of the soil, anything out of it.
I asked some other questions about foods too. You can answer these. Something like a fruit pie, except it may have several layers baked in a deep dish with maybe a crust on top.
A cobbler?
Mm-hmm. What are some of the things that those cobblers would be made out of?
Apples, peaches, blackberries, cherries, I suppose, but we don't grow cherries here. Can make them out of pears. It's most any kind of fruit.
Okay, what's your favorite?
Peach. I think some peach cobbler.
Somebody has a good appetite. You must say, he sure likes to put away his
food.
You know, do people right here ever use the term vittles for food?
Older people said vittles, but we might say it jokingly, but it's not a term.
Oh, but what do you call it? Maybe a sweet liquid that you pour over.
A sauce?
Ever anybody call that gravy or dressing or anything like that?
Well, we use gravies is with our meats.
Just use something cooked with meat.
And dressings usually just goes over just salads. Or green salads.
What are some of the kinds of gravy you make?
Ham gravy, or gravy with roast beef, or gravy with your fried pork chops or steak.
Have you ever heard the term red eye gravy?
That's with the ham.
That's ham gravy. How do you make that?
Just pour some water in the skillet where you have fried your ham. It just makes that red looking. Not too much water. If you have a good cured ham that leaves a little brown setting in your pan, then your water will make the red eye gravy.
That's one of my favorite kinds of gravy. Food taken between regular meals, I just have
a snack, in between snack.
Anything else you might call them? And just a
bite to eat.
Yes, is there a difference between saying snack and a bite to
eat? I don't think so.
Not much difference there. You might say, breakfast at 7 o'clock.
I ate breakfast.